This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The 2014 midterm election is over, but the outcomes in the state's big ticket races from last week will be felt for years to come. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about the election of Cory Gardner to the U.S. Senate and a second term for Governor John Hickenlooper.
Governor Hickenlooper beat Republican Bob Beaupre by a 3% margin, 49 to 46%. Here's what the governor had to say during his victory speech.
Now is especially the time not to be complacent, not the time to kind of sit back and relax, right? Not to dwell on the wedge issues that too often divide us. It's that opportunity to come together as a state and seize this momentum that we have.
Jody, the governor talks about momentum, but yet he failed to win a simple majority from the state's electorate. So how does that color a second term and the issues that he's likely to face?
This was a much tougher race than he had originally predicted. But now that he's won re-election, I think we're going to see perhaps a little bit of a attitude adjustment from Governor Hickenlooper. He stressed that he's going to be trying to compromise more and listen more. And he also said that one of the things he's learned is that he's got to invite people from all the different sides to the table while they're coming up with legislation. This is something that was a misfire on his part in the past. So I think we'll look at perhaps a new Governor Hickenlooper with a little bit of a broader understanding of the dynamics of compromise and bringing people to the table.
And he's also dealing with split control at the State House, with Republicans now in control of the State Senate. Cory Gardner's margin of victory during last Tuesday's election over incumbent Democrat Mark Udall was a slimmer 48 to 46%.
Voters around this state had their voices heard. They are not red, they are not blue, but they are crystal clear. Crystal clear in their message to Washington, D.C., get your job done and get the heck out of the way.
Now, Gardner goes back to Washington without a simple majority. In the House, he was among the top 10 most conservative lawmakers. Does he change as Colorado's junior senator, or has he already changed in order to win the election?
Well, I think that's a question that a lot of the Democrats in the state are asking, which Cory Gardner is going back to Washington, the one that supported personhood and then changed his mind, or the more moderate Cory Gardner who says he favors birth control pills being sold at drugstores. So I think it's a wait and see. One of the things that's interesting about Gardner is the fact that he's not really aligned to the Tea Party, or the perception is that perhaps he's a little bit more moderate than some of the conservative cohorts he has in the U.S. Senate. He's very personable, has an even temperament and demeanor, and I think that works well for him in especially gridlocked Washington, D.C., where partisan bickering has been kind of the name of the game. One of the comments he made to Governor John Hickenlooper the day after the election was that he felt he could really work well with him and that the two could really work on behalf of Colorado.
And your final thoughts on the 2014 midterm?
Even though this was a tough year for incumbents, Bob Beaupre, when you look at the votes in Colorado, should have won. When you look at all the statewide offices that were swept by Republicans, the U.S. Senate seat that was won by a Republican, and in all circumstances with a Republican wave, he should have been able to do that, and he wasn't. And I think it sort of shows the independent streak in Colorado, the fact that this is still a purple state, and that this is a state where personality and performance perhaps matters more than political party or partisanship.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.